tonight, Hallmark's Christmas in July celebration continues with Christmas at the Beach. She's a gorgeous country singer from a small town with a paralyzing fear of the ocean and an old pickup truck that left her stranded in Malibu. He's a gorgeous L.A. County lifeguard with a washboard stomach and lucrative side hustle selling chum to the producers of TV's Shark Week. Will looking hot prevail over that unavoidable fishy smell? Or is their dream all wet? Come on, Spicoli. It's a Hallmark movie. It's Christmas at the Beach. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
What are you listening to?
A show about junk food.
Today we give you permission to cheat on your diet.
Welcome to July 21st.
Today is National Junk Food Day.
Look at all the junk food.
Bring junk food.
What else would the junk food junkie for breakfast?
Okay, Mr. Junk Food.
Secret junk food time.
Our junk food is high class.
Happy National Junk Food Day.
Showtime.
Or as we call it around my house, Monday. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
How does that even work? Well, I'll tell you. I woke up this morning around 3:30 because Jerry the cat wanted to. He wanted some food. He wanted a snack. His 3 o'clock. Feeding, I guess, and so, you know, I had to oblige and go downstairs and get him a little bit of kibble so that he could enjoy it. Kitty kibble. Anyway, so I was pondering, because I was awake, and I was pondering, how does the Alexa device work? Well, I thought long and hard, and I think I came up with something. Okay, so Jeff Bezos at the Amazon. He was sitting around and he was pondering, and I think that he may have contracted, you know, some of these wizarding types, you know, like Harry Potterish type, you know, guys that are just, you know, swinging, waving their little wands around and, you know, putting them where they don't belong, and Hermione-ing and all that. Well, anyway, so he got a bunch of these wizarding types together, and then their offspring turned out to be the Alexa device, okay, maybe I'm entirely wrong. Maybe it's science rather than magic. Hi there. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, back from vacay. We are going to recap our vacation, recap this past week. We actually got back on Friday, which was nice because then we had the entire weekend to unpack and to do laundry and just wind down before getting back to it Monday morning. So we'll talk about the vacay and all that a little bit. We have Dr. Derek Brown is going to be joining us on the program from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. He is the new executive director of that organization. No stranger to the nonprofit world here in Lynchburg, and we'll chat with him and find out how things are going at Free Clinic of Central Virginia. I also want to share some info. Speaking of doctors, I want to share some info about Dr. Rick Jaminet from Timberlake Chiropractic. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that. I haven't reached out to him. I'd like to see if Dr. Jaminet will come on the show because I need an adjustment. Yeah. Yes, I need a checkup from the neck up, but I need an adjustment or two or three after the vacay, and that'll dovetail nicely into that discussion. Of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in da news, and of course, we've got some good news for you as well. So, at what age, if you describe somebody as old, what age would that be? Okay, question of the day. What age would that be? Now, somebody in their 80s or 90s, somebody in their 70s, 60s, even 50s. Well, it depends on who you ask, and we're going to talk about this. And what Gen Z thinks. That's all on the way. Plus, our top list, top ways to know you're officially old, no matter what age you are. All right, that's all on the way. Here, let's get rid of that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
It's important during the summer to keep regular and hydrated, which is why I always put some Fiber One in my Jack Daniels.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly. Yeah.
The Mike Show. All right, so who are the elderly? Seriously, it depends, I guess, on who you ask. According to this, there's a new survey. Ask people, at what age do you think someone officially becomes old? Now, I started to realize something about myself. I started to realize that I was becoming old or older when. And here were the a couple different benchmarks for measurement. One, when all the professional athletes started to look like children to me. That was a good example of, and probably an indicator, that I was getting older. When TV news anchors started to look like children to me, there you go. Again, another indicator that I was becoming old. When my oldest daughter went to college, and I saw that the college students looked like they should be in high school. That was another indicator to me that I may be getting older. So, according to this survey, 22% of Gen Zers say you're over the hill at the age of 35. that includes 6% who say you're old at 30 and 3% who say it's 27. I must be dirt. I must be dust, according to Gen Z. The oldest members of Gen Z, by the way, are around 28, so maybe they're already spotting some gray hairs. I don't know. Well, the older you get, the later people define old, obviously. And by the way, yes, up until probably 3 years ago, and I'm 50, what am I, 58? I'm 58. Up until about, yeah, so I had to ask, and I don't know how old I am, so that I guess that makes me really, really old. So when about 3 years ago is when I actually started to notice medical things that cropped up that I had never, ever, ever experienced or felt before. I actually started to go to regular doctor's visits. I started to feel certain aches and pains that I had never, ever, ever felt before. I had
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
All the stuff, stuff that I had never, ever, 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 ever experienced in my life. I still felt like, up till 3 years ago, I still felt like I was in my 20s. But now, well, not so much. So again, the older you get, the later people define old. Only 15% of millennials consider a 35-year-old to be old. They didn't ask older adults, but it's probably safe to assume that 0% of boomers would consider a 35-year-old old. Here are some other statistics from the survey. Let's do this from the bottom up. 9% of Gen Zers, this is mostly stats from Gen Z. 9% of Gen Zers think people stop having sex at the age of 40.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
38% of Gen Zers have already given up on becoming famous. 33% of millennials already think it's too late for them to change careers. This is ridiculous. 63% of Gen Zers and 50% of millennials admit to measuring their achievements against celebrities. 73% of both are optimistic that their best years are ahead of them. And here's what I want to stress this to you. I know it, this is supposed to be a comedy bit, a little bit, an infotainment segment, but I want to stress this to you, and again, I am 58. I have friends or people that I went to school with, high school, college, that are constantly obsessed with senior year of either. They're constantly obsessed with, oh, hey, do you remember that party where we all went? I'm like, I can barely even remember going to school. I did. I went. But I can barely even remember it. Those were not, absolutely positively, not my best years. I didn't have a bad time. I had plenty of friends. I did plenty of things. I was active and somewhat popular. But that I did not peak in high school. I did not peak in college. Quite frankly, I think I'm peaking now. And again, 58. So there you go. 49% of millennials judge those over 30 who live with their parents. Okay, I'm good. 47% of Gen Zers cringe at those who party regularly into their 30s. Really? Really? And then 51% of Gen Zers, 62% of millennials say declining health is their number one age-related fear. And that absolutely positively is the case.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Or whatever. That is my number one fear as well. is declining health. The second biggest concern for Gen Zers is not achieving enough. The second biggest concern for millennials is financial insecurity. Well, guess what? As long as you're alive, you still have time to turn all that around. So focus on your declining health, or you know, better yet, focus on maintaining your health and your quality of life. I wouldn't get too hung up on the not achieving enough or the financial insecurity. Find something that you love to do, and the money will come. And figure it out. And if you only make a certain amount of money and you've hit a ceiling and you just can't seem to get any further ahead, then work with what you got. So with that, that brings us to the comedy portion of this. It's our top list. Gen Z thinks you're old at age 35. Well, we think you're old when you can relate to anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top ways to know you're officially old, no matter what age you are. All right, here we go. Number one, the hair on top of your ear is longer than the hair on top of your head. You attend school board meetings. What? Top ways to know you're officially old: you have a pickleball injury. You enlarge your iPhone font. Your favorite thing to buy at Sam's Club: prunes. Your second favorite thing to buy: shorts. Top ways to know you're officially old: crypto scares you. You know your primary care physician's first name. Hey, Bill. Top ways to know you're officially old, no matter how old you are: you use the handrail when you climb stairs. After sipping a cocktail, you actually said the phrase, "Whoa, this is strong." Top ways to know you're officially old: you recognize the song playing at CBS. And top ways to know you're officially old, no matter what age you are: you regret your tattoos, but not as much as you regret your kids. It's The Mike Show, Monday edition, coming up. We've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
All right, I also wanted to take the opportunity to talk about something. Now that we're on the subject of old, here, let's find the ad. Okay, got it. All right, and bring that up. Okay. So, Dr. Rick Jaminet at Timberlake Chiropractic. I've known Rick since 2011. I did not become a patient until this past year. Again, not because I didn't believe in the power of chiropractic, because man, oh man, I do now, especially, but I always did. The thing about it is, as mentioned in this segment, I did not feel any of the effects of aging up until about 3 years ago. So this past year, I've had a number of age-related illnesses or afflictions, I guess. I was suffering from sciatica. Yeah. And if you've ever had it, it's your sciatic nerve, and it can get pinched. Mine got pinched in my lower back, and it was causing pain that radiated from my lower back all the way down to my big toe on my right leg and all the way up to my temple. And it just was so painful. I tried anything and everything, and I did not want to have. I'm not a big pharmaceutical guy, and I did not want to, deal with pain medications or anything like that that would actually just mask the issue. So I went to Dr. Rick Jaminet, and Rick saw me. And initially, after the consultation, he said, "Hey, our goal here is to minimize your discomfort and try and get you back on the road to recovery. And we're gonna, you know, in all realism, we're shooting for about, you know, 80% back to normal. But obviously, it could be higher than that. It might be a little bit lower. Who knows?" After a couple weeks of therapy at Timberlake Chiropractic, I was very, very, very proud to say that I had achieved 100%. I'm saying 100% of recovery from the sciatica. I'm going back. Because we were on vacation and the walking on the sand, we did a lot of walking. We walked probably about 30 blocks, walked from our condo down about 30 blocks and then back up, just one evening alone. And then, you know, the drive down and the drive back and all that, the sciatica is starting to come back just a little bit. So I'm going to see Dr. Rick Jaminet at Timberlake Chiropractic to take care of that. And here is his ad.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit TimberlakeChiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
Cleanup and restorations continue as the tap room remains closed for now. But you can still pick up your favorite Ballad beers by visiting their dock on Calhoun Street at select times. See their social media for days and times. And of course, order a Ballad beer wherever they serve only the best beverages. If they don't, ask them to. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Junk Food Day, or as Americans call it, National Food Day. I Know What You Did Last Summer flopped in theaters. However, I Know What You Did at a Coldplay concert was a massive hit online. It's Shark Week. Sharks are the most feared things in water. The most feared things on land are Tesla robo-taxis. And Comic-Con kicks off in San Diego on Thursday. It's the only major convention where local prostitutes lose money. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. I'm so happy you could join us on this Monday edition. Monday back from vacation, taking a look at the Tower Cam. Tower Cam position number 4, looking at the river. All right, what do we got? Oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of things that happened 10 years ago. I think we have 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Do we want to do this from the bottom up? or do we want to save that for last? Let's do it from the top down this time. Let's just change it up. All right, number one on the list, top things. This is from Tropical Fruit, thetropicalfruit.com. They did another roundup of the 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Here's what was in the news a decade ago. McDonald's started testing all-day breakfast. It was a huge hit when it launched nationwide that October, but it was a strain on business. They ended up using the pandemonium as an excuse to kill it off in 2020. And I want to say this, when I actually did visit fast serve or fast food places like McDonald's every single day.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. When I did, I like many Americans, was irate if we got into the drive-through line before the cutoff. It was usually, 10:30? If we got into the drive-through line before 10:30, but it took so freaking long to get up to the speaker, and then by the time you get up to the speaker and you have your order, they go, "I'm sorry, that's a different thing." And you're like, "Ah, God, done, done, done." Anyway. Justin Bieber was dating Stephen Baldwin's daughter, Haley. She was an up-and-coming model most people had never heard of. They got married 3 years later in 2018. Are they still married? I don't know. Bobby Christina passed away at the age of 22. She'd been in a coma for 6 months after she was found unconscious in a bathtub. It was eerily similar to how her mom, Whitney Houston, died in 2012. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert got divorced. She remarried in 2019. He married Gwen Stefani 2 years later in 2021. The WWE, 10 years ago, the WWE fired Hulk Hogan for using the N-word. He was suing Gawker for posting his sex tape when the transcript from the from a separate video leaked. Corey Feldman's band bombed at a minor league baseball game. It was so bad, the GM of the State College Spikes issued a public apology, calling it not the type of entertainment we stand for or stand by. A guy 10 years ago went viral for eating Chipotle for 100 days in a row. Then it turned out a different guy was already on day 153 of his own Chipotle binge. Space Jam 2 rumors were circulating 10 years ago. A report linked LeBron James to the project. It eventually came out in 2021. It grossed $164 million, but it cost $150 million to make.
No!
So, Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj had beef. Then they didn't 10 years ago. This week, Nicki complained when her Anaconda video didn't get a VMA nod for Video of the Year, suggesting you had to be a skinny white chick to get nominated. Taylor took offense, but then they swapped compliments and ended up performing a show together. Performing together at the show. Let's get that nailed down. All right, the last but not least, fart blocking blue jeans made their debut
in the buttocks
10 years ago. The company Shreddies was already selling fart blocking underwear. They now sell fart proof sheets, chair cushions, and fanny packs. And there you go. That's your...
No!
Wait, I had something better than that.
Bacon!
Oh, no.
Bacon!
No, I got it. There we go. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, what the heck are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing.
Happy claps.
And finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, and we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Help if I clicked on the right thing. Okay. The harmonica player on Thin Lizzy's 1978 album Live and Dangerous was Huey Lewis. He was credited as Bluesy Huey Lewis, and you can hear him on Baby Drives Me Crazy. Number two. For the first five U.S. presidential elections, only white men who owned property could vote. Number three. The world record for bench press was 364 pounds in 1916. They're a little spindly guys. It's almost now quadruple that. A guy named Jimmy Cobb bench pressed 1,401 pounds in 2023.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
The raw record without the help of a bench shirt is 783 pounds. That was set in 2021 by Julius Maddox. Number four. In Europe, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos. And number five, the tongue twister. I can't even say it. All right, take two. The tongue twister. She sells seashells by the seashore was inspired by a female paleontologist named Mary Anning, who sold fossils out of a little stand at Dorset Beach in England in the early 1800s. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and we have a guest. Dr. Derek Brown is joining us from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you are now the new executive director of the Free Clinic, and let's give an overview for the audience, just in case that there's someone who does not know yet or needs an update on what the Free Clinic of Central Virginia is. What is it, and what do you do?
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity to come on and show and to talk about the mission of the Free Clinic. And it's our mission to provide high-quality, compassionate, and comprehensive health care and access to that health care for everyone in our Central Virginia community. And like you said, a lot of people still don't know that we are around and we're a nonprofit here in the area. The Free Clinic's been operational since 1987. So we've been around for quite a while. And the model that we work on is we have volunteer dentists, volunteer doctors, physicians, specialty physicians that come in, also nurses, dental assistants that and volunteer their time to help serve the community and provide access to health care that people really need. And if people are not eligible for Medicaid or don't have their own private insurance and are uninsured or underinsured, they can reach out to us, see if they qualify, and then be seen by a real healthcare provider and free of charge.
Now, the Free Clinic does not take walk-ins. You have to do an eligibility screening ahead of time so that you can learn whether you qualify. And it's very, very interesting because this is a testament to the organization, but also to healthcare in general in our nation. There is a large percentage of folks in our area that qualify for the services of Free Clinic.
Yeah, and growing. We've actually increased our poverty rate from 250% above the federal poverty rate to 300%, so that we could serve more people.
Okay.
Thought that this was really, really important to do because just with changes in Medicaid, some people may lose that benefit. It's estimated somewhere between 250 to 300 thousand Virginians could lose their access to Medicaid. And so what that translates to Lynchburg, we're not sure what those exact numbers would be, but somewhere between, you know, several hundred to over a couple thousand people could lose that access. And then we want to be there and be available for people to reach out to us to see if they're eligible to come to the Free Clinic to provide, get the health care that they need.
It's a staggering statistic. It really is. But it is good to know that Free Clinic is there to support the community. Back in December, the Free Clinic office that we have displayed up on the screen suffered smoke damage from an adjacent fire next door. How are the restorations going, and how's the building looking these days?
Yeah, so that was devastating and totally halted all operations for a period of time. I'm the new executive director, so it was under the direction of Jen Webb, who did a phenomenal job getting the team back up and running. We have a phenomenal staff, and I'm just honored and privileged to be able to work with them. But just to see the resilience of how quickly they were able to get into satellite offices and be able to continue to serve, it's been amazing. Right now, the clinic is busted down to the studs, so to speak, and we're looking at repairs just from the top to the top down to the floor. And so hopefully in December, February, that's the date we're shooting to be back on the Main Street building and have those repair finished.
The Main Street building that's pictured here, if you go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, if you're listening, you can go on over to at the Mike Show VA or check out Free Clinic if you visit their website or their social media. Or drive by on Main Street.
Yeah.
The restoration or the renovations to the building were recent with the facade upgrades, and it's absolutely
beautiful. Yeah.
And a lot of folks don't realize how cavernous it is. That's the top level of the Free Clinic building. And there are multiple floors below that housed offices, housed the dental facility, your patient rooms, mm-hmm. etc. Yeah. And what folks don't realize is smoke damage. That's something you can't clean medical instruments from smoke damage. Yeah. You can't. It's a long and arduous process. So it basically had to be gutted.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And you know, total loss to a lot of things. There's very little that we're able to salvage. Yeah. But as you said, it's not, you know, typical just smoke damage or another business or organization. These are medical equipment, dental equipment, optometry in some cases,
yeah.
that really, you know, has to be sterile and have the most pristine conditions.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to know that you guys are getting back to operational status, and mm-hmm. it's good to know that you have a date for that as well.
Yeah.
So you've got a number of fundraising opportunities, yeah. considering that you are a nonprofit organization. Tell us about some of those. You've got an upcoming event, which is the Alley Rally.
Yeah. We have just a really fun slate of events for people to participate that want to give back to the free clinic. Our director of development, Katie Elliott, is just always on fire, coming up with new ideas and getting us out there. And so we have several things that are coming up here. Our Alley Rally is our first one, and that's going to be August 9th. And that's something anybody can participate in. It's okay. just our bowling event at Fort Hill Bowling Center. And we'd like to invite people to come out, participate in that. You can get more information. We can provide you with a link to, mm-hmm. to give folks more information about how to participate in that and sign up. We also have a Hillcats game on August 12th. And
nice.
So if you just purchase a ticket through our link, and we get the Hillcats are going to give us $3 for every ticket that's purchased through that link. And that would be phenomenal for people to help participate in. And then we have an annual basketball tournament, which is a lot of fun. And this year we're going to call it Rebound and Rebuild.
Nice.
And so that's going to be on October 10th and 11th. And we're still looking for teams and sponsors for that event.
Okay.
We have a jazz night that's as pending if sports isn't your thing. So be on the lookout for that information. And then we have our annual pickleball tournament that we're actually partnering with two other nonprofits in the area, Impact and the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh,
and so if
great.
You participate in all three of our tournaments,
yeah.
you can be eligible to win, wait for it, the triple pickle.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic. We're going to share the link not only to your social media, but also to your website. And folks can learn more about all the upcoming events, all of the fundraising events. But most importantly, if you are either an individual or a family that needs healthcare, and you know, maybe you're insured, but you're underinsured. Maybe you're struggling with bills and you don't have dental on any of your medical, and this is a way that you can learn more. If you qualify, you can visit Free Clinic, do an eligibility screening, and learn if you can. And there's so many folks are in that. I believe United Way at one point called it the Alice category. Folks that you know maybe were working full time, working side hustles and extra jobs, but just still quite not making it financially.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way to help subsidize that. And let's talk a little bit about the volunteer healthcare professionals, the doctors, dentists, healthcare professionals that literally are volunteering their time to the free clinic to help keep it affordable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed and just blown away by the generosity of our healthcare community and just how much that they give. And a lot of these doctors and dentists, nurses, dental assistants, they are working full-time jobs at their own practices or at the hospital.
Sure.
And then they still make time to come in our evening clinics or sometimes during the day on their day off.
It's tremendous.
And still, you know, provide that service. And, you know, one thing that I found really interesting is a lot of our physicians are really excited to volunteer because they get to spend more time with our clinics because we don't rush in. And our vision, again, is that high quality, comprehensive, and compassionate healthcare. Mm-hmm. And they really live up to that. So we're always looking for more volunteers, especially specialists. And so Julie Salmon, if you want to reach out to our website and connect with our volunteer coordinator or Lori Banks, those ladies will be more than happy to connect you and provide opportunities to serve our community.
Absolutely. And even if you're not a healthcare professional, but you'd like to volunteer to help out at events and fundraising things, mm-hmm. you can do that too.
Absolutely. We need as much help as we can get. We are a nonprofit that serves a lot. We've served over 5,000 people last year with a very small team, and
that
so we have a slate of events and patients at our door. So the more help we can get, the better.
The two satellite locations, medical is up and running, and that's off of Ford Avenue.
It is. Medical is in the Quaker Memorial Church, over on Timberlake, on the top of Timberlake Drive.
Okay.
And our dental office is on Old Forest Road. It's 3718 Old Forest Road, and that's at the corner of Richardson and Old Forest in the old community access network building.
Okay. And again, folks can learn more if you visit your website, which is
freeclinicva.org.
All right.
freeclinicva.org.
And again, they do not take walk-ins, but you can get an eligibility screening. You can get you can see if you're qualified for medical services or dental services, and they'll get you in and scheduled with an interview. Doctor, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate everything that the Free Clinic does for our community.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege, and I really appreciate you letting us get our message out there.
Absolutely. Anytime. It is the Mike Show. It is the Monday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Andy Byron, the tech CEO who went viral after being allegedly caught on camera getting some human resources with a co-worker at a Coldplay concert, has resigned. Astronomer released a statement on Saturday that Andy tendered his resignation. You wonder if he'll still enjoy the music of Coldplay.
Wait, okay.
Me and my girlfriend were singing. Both of us had done a little drinking. Then they turned the stadium lights on. Everyone saw us on the Jumbotron. Once the king of quarterly game, now I'm walking in public shame. I'm the cheating slob who just had to quit his job.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, I'm not. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A delivery driver had a close call after a lightning storm in New Jersey last week. His reaction was caught on a doorbell camera. The homeowner joked, Do you want to check your drawers?
I thought that was going to hit me.
You want to come check your drawers?
Okay.
All right, another viral video. This is on Instagram. It shows a mini therapy horse at Shriners for Children's Medical Center waking a kid out of anesthesia with her keyboard. A mini horse and a keyboard? Huh? Good Lord, if I would have been coming out of anesthesia to hear that, I would have thought, and to see a mini horse, I think I would have thought I was dead. All right, let's see. Skip that. A British Columbia woman's phone has been flooded with calls about a missing cat that doesn't exist. And it's all because of a t-shirt that has a picture of a missing cat with their phone number on it. Here are Natasha Lavoy and Jonathan McCurrick talking about the calls of this non-existent cat.
Hi, I think I might have found your cat, Torbo.
Hey, I think I found your cat, Torbo.
I just started receiving all of these random calls, and finally, Jonathan answered the phone, and he's like, why are you calling this number? It's 11 o'clock at night. They were kind enough to let us know your number is actually on a t-shirt that I bought.
First thing we did was try to contact them on Instagram, and we did get a reply just saying, like, hey, sorry about using your number, but we're not making that shirt anymore.
All right, the t-shirt was sold by a company called Wisdom, D-U-M-B, New York. The shirt features a missing cat poster and their phone number. Lavoy said she doesn't want to change her phone number as it bears a 604 area code, which is difficult to get. They do have a cat, but his name is Monsieur. Let's see. Do we have anything else? Skip that. Okay. Speaking of the Coldplay concert, after last weekend's Kiss Cam scandal in Boston, Coldplay's Chris Martin gave a heads up to the crowd at Saturday night's concert in Madison, Wisconsin.
We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
All right, let's see. We're going to comedian? Yes, we are. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception since it's National Junk Food Day. Here's comedian Bill Squire. He loves it.
Speaking of bodies, mine's getting too fat. Independently of myself, just does what it wants. But that's why I dress like this. I'm not trying to look nice. I'm just trying to hide everything. And I gotta wear a tie or else this button's gonna fly off and hit this lady in the face. These pants are so tight, it's making my farts louder. It's not even a nice suit. I swear to God, it's a George Foreman. It came with my grill. When I go to the grocery store, people ask me where the junk food is. They're like, hey dude, where are the Twinkies? I'm like, it doesn't matter, I have them all. I got this one friend, he's always trying to help me lose weight. He's like, Bill, losing weight's not hard. All you gotta do is watch what you eat. Like, what do you have for breakfast? I'm like, cereal? He's like, how many bowls do you have? I'm like, how many bowls are in a box? What kind of milk do you use? Whipped cream. It's so good. It's really good.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and firmly but vigorously go ahead and give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. To wrap up the show, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need 5 different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
So I wanted to make mention there's a lot of people that have experienced this throughout the area. We have experienced this as well, where we get our electric bill and it makes absolutely positively no sense at all. We were on a budget payment plan. Just because, you know, some months we would have more usage, some months we would have less, but we wanted to be able to figure out, how much we should pay every month. We didn't want a big, we didn't want to be shocked. And so we would pay more on certain months that we had lesser usage, just to have that level bill. It wasn't a payment plan. It was a level bill plan. Let's get that straight. But anyway, I digress. We got our bill one month, and it was shocking, just absolutely, positively shocking. And like Tab even said, yeah. And trying to get some answers, with customer service, who could not properly explain. They could absolutely positively not explain this drastic increase in our bill. And on top of that, it was such a drastic amount of money. It was a huge bill. And there was a shutoff notice, which we've never had. We've in the 10 years we've been in that location, we've never had that. And so I have often wondered, and I know a lot of people have been on social media commenting about the bills from the power companies, and I've really enjoyed talking with and helping to promote Earthright Mid-Atlantic, because this gives me hope. You know, it really does. We're going to be looking for a house towards the end of the year. We're going to be finally in a position. We've been in a position, but and we were back in 2020, and then what happened there, and we just decided to stay where we were at and ride it out. But now we're looking for a property, and it just gives me hope that we could switch to Earthright Mid-Atlantic and use the power of the sun. Now think about this. Earthright Mid-Atlantic uses the absolutely positively largest continuously operating fusion reactor known to man in our nearby solar system. Yes, that's right. Our own sun is a great big huge fusion reactor. And we can access that power now through Earthright Mid-Atlantic. And we can own our equipment, and we can even contribute back to the grid. A lot of customers do that. They get a credit and a credit and a credit and a credit on their power bills time and time again. It's so interesting how technology has improved. And again, I'm very, very hopeful for the future with Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Check them out online. If you own your home, if you want to become energy independent, if you want to break the cable or break the cord or break the power line. No, don't break the power lines. Don't do that. But if you want to break away from what you feel is a very monopolistic system, and you want to own your own power distribution, and you want to make your own electricity for yourself, then give them a call. Earthright Mid-Atlantic. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid to wrap up the show. That's all on the way.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit TimberlakeChiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. All right, what's the opposite of that you're not you when you're hungry campaign? Maybe this. A man in Nevada has been arrested after police say he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce, then challenging random people to fight him in a parking lot of a sporting goods store. It happened last Monday, and the Tabasco fan was 48-year-old Michael Smith, not to be confused with singer Michael W. Smith. It's unclear what the guy's deal was, but he was also shirtless. When police showed up, he called them some, quote, choice words, and threatened them with a knife. No one was injured. Michael was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and possession of drug paraphernalia. There you go. The bottle of hot sauce was disposed of. And then there's this. A collegiate summer baseball game in Silver Spring, Maryland had to be canceled after a firefighter allegedly sprayed a fire hose all over the field because he was upset. Why? A ball hit his car. The ball field is located next to the fire station. Here are members of the Thunderbolts team and an apology from Pete Pieringer of Fire and Rescue. Here, listen.
Took about 10 minutes to get the hose off, and by then the field was basically already underwater.
Just seeing your dreams get crushed with all that water was kind of unreal.
Pretty disappointing. We're already not going to be able to play the full amount of games that we wanted to this summer. Last night stunk.
We just want to apologize not only to the teams that were involved, but to the league, the players, and more importantly, the fans that were here. The fact that the game had to be canceled, so we apologize for that.
Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A pizza delivery driver in Michigan had a feeling something wasn't quite right when a customer didn't come to the door. It turns out an elderly woman inside had fallen unconscious. He ended up saving her life, and then he did even more. Here's Amir Ali, along with the woman's daughter, praising him for the above and beyond treatment of her mother.
Usually we either bring it back after two tries or we leave it outside. I don't know, it was just my intuition. The barking of the dog really caught my attention. So I looked a little harder and the mom was on the floor. I'm just glad to be in the right place at the right time. Humanity is bigger than anything.
He was a pizza delivery guy, but he's also an angel. If it wasn't for him, we don't know what could have happened. He saved her, honestly. Not only did he come back three times, but he then went to the hospital and brought her all her belongings.
Thank you for being such a kind and wonderful person.
And not only that, he went back and took care of her dog. Wow. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got the United Way's Hill City Slide fundraiser. All right, visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and reserve your time slot. It's August 22nd through the 24th. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.